The elephant seals and California sea lions may not like being here, but this is their best chance of survival.
Right now, these are two of the most severely oiled animals we have in the area. This sea lion should be a beautiful reddish color, and what we're actually seeing is little glimmering spots of that beautiful reddish tone of his fur, but the rest is coated in what looks like black tar.
Jody Westberg is one of a team of people at SeaWorld San Diego who have been working nonstop to rescue these oil-soaked animals.
This is hard on us. This is hard on us physically, emotionally, mentally. We're putting a lot of time, effort, and energy into getting these animals better. And to see them this impacted, you know, it breaks your heart a little bit.
She says these animals are 2 to 3 shades darker than their normal color.
See how it's darker than right here? This is all oil right here.
They need to first be stabilized, then washed.
We want to wash it off them so they don't continue to absorb it through their skin or continue to inhale it.
Veterinarian Todd Schmidt says inhaling fumes from the oil can damage their lungs and cause chronic long-term effects. If a female absorbs the oil, her first pup may not survive. The oil spill is adding another layer of stress to the sea lions off California's coast. An unusually large number of these animals, especially pups, have been found starving and stranded on beaches this year.
There's not a food fish available, so they're really scouring the environment to find any type of food that they can.
One of the oiled sea lions rescued here died from sucking in regurgitated red tuna crabs. That is not part of their normal diet. What caused the death of a second animal is still unknown.
There's a lot of animals that we may not be seeing that are part of this oil spill that are not being recovered, and they may be dying out at sea.
Seabirds, especially brown pelicans, are also feeling the effects of the oil spill. Their feathers normally trap a layer of air that insulates them and keeps them warm. But oil on the feathers destroys that insulation, and the bird's body temperature drops to a dangerous level. This oil is a heavy substance and difficult to wash off. But fortunately, veterinarians say pelicans are hardy creatures. Whether it's vets who care for seabirds or sea lions, they all share one goal: to get these animals clean, healthy, and back to the wild. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, San Diego.